When Concord filmmaker Jenny Phillips died unexpectedly last summer, she was in the middle of making her third documentary about American prison culture. Though her husband, Boston Globe reporter Frank Phillips, had never made a film before, he knew he had to make sure this one got done. WBUR's Aaron Tron brings us the story.
After driving down a windy road toward Frank Phillips' Concord home, I'm greeted at the front door by his enthusiastic dog. Still a puppy, really.
The dog was foisted on me by my children and grandchildren a month after Jenny died. And I said, look, I don't need a puppy right now. I'm focusing on your mother, grieving for her badly.
Frank pours me a strong cup of coffee and talks about his wife of 51 years. Jenny Phillips' career spanned nursing, cultural anthropology, and psychotherapy, always with an eye on social justice. Together, she and Frank served in the Peace Corps and helped preserve Hemingway's Cuban estate. She was something of a Renaissance woman. That could be why, Frank says,
I'm probably best known as my title is Jenny Phillips's husband. I continue to live here and enveloped by all the things that she made this home.
A poster for her first documentary, The Dama Brothers, hangs on one wall. Over a decade ago, Jenny organized a 10-day silent meditation for inmates in Alabama. Frank says, at the time, it seemed like a crazy idea.
Where were they going to do this? And if you know Jenny, you don't get between her and what she wants. I've been there many times, and it's not a good place to be. And she really persuaded the corrections department to turn the gymnasium into an ashram.
Jenny felt the prisoner's story could only be fully told through film, so she made one. After that, she made another, Beyond the Wall, in Massachusetts, about adapting to life after prison. Then she launched her third documentary about a mentoring program at Louisiana State Penitentiary, or Angola. The program pairs inmates with long sentences with those soon to be released. And that idea energized Jenny. Frank says she couldn't stop talking about it.
Anyway, she was very happy, and I could see it. It was very much on her mind. This film was very much on her mind.
Jenny was showing him footage just before they set sail near Nantucket last July. On the way back, Jenny dove in to swim to shore, as she often did. But that evening, she tragically drowned. In the aftermath, Frank says he knew he needed to finish the film.
There was no other choice but to do that.
Frank's not a filmmaker. He spent the majority of his career as the Boston Globe's State House Bureau Chief. But that didn't stop him from calling up Andy Kukura, Jenny's collaborator on all three films. Within a few months, Frank, Andy, and crew were shooting scenes at Angola. Now, sitting in Frank's kitchen, Andy reviews a clip of an inmate saying goodbye to his warden, hopefully for good.
When do you ever see a two-time felon thanking the warden and giving him a hug? I mean, it's just, that's the story.
Andy says that he'll carry on with directing as Frank helps with fundraising as the executive producer. Andy sees the work in progress they're calling the Angola Project as the capstone to he and Jenny's trilogy of prison films, in large part because Angola's reentry program offers a solution. For him, hope is the through line.
And I think that was kind of crucial to the films Jenny was interested in making. I think, you know, that first initial film was her saying to the world, look, these men, they're alive, they're behind bars, they need treatment. Even if they're never going to get out, it's important to do that work because where there's life, there is hope.
Both Frank and Andy acknowledge that working together has helped them through an evolving grieving process. And in a way, what they see in the footage echoes what's happening here in Frank's kitchen.
I think ultimately it's a hopeful message of men supporting one another, men mentoring each other, helping each other get through.
Andy says they plan to have a rough cut of the Angola Project completed this fall, with high hopes to share the film widely next spring. As for Frank, he's still going by Jenny Phillips' husband. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.